AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The threat of a Paris-style attack in Brussels has a lot of people staying at home.
There's no lively. I mean, it's a Saturday night. You should think there should be more people walking around.
This British tourist did not heed the call to stay inside.
We've seen quite a lot of police and military presence everywhere, but we do feel safe.
The decision to raise the threat alert to the highest level in Brussels came as the manhunt continues for a suspect missing since the deadly attacks in Paris last week. It's believed he crossed the border with Belgium. Meantime, in Paris, the annual Christmas market along the Champs-Élysées is open now. It was closed after the attacks. It reopened in time for the weekend. Crowds seem smaller than usual. The first big snowstorm for the Midwest left varying amounts of snow. There's a lot of it on the ground in Janesville, Wisconsin. Xavier Tatum works at a local hardware store.
Earlier, it was really bad outside. It was really icy and slippery. We had about a foot of snow, and it was really wet, but the plows have gone through, and we've been salted.
Chicago's O'Hare Airport had about 7 inches of snow. It forced the cancellation of about 350 flights. No charges have been filed. No names have been released in New York. A pregnant woman was found stabbed to death. A newborn was found breathing outside. A 22-year-old woman was taken into custody in the Bronx, screaming the baby was hers. She's accused of attacking the victim. The newborn is in good condition. The suspect was hospitalized for psychiatric evaluation. Authorities are investigating a shooting at a high school in suburban Las Vegas that left a 16-year-old boy dead. North Las Vegas police say the boy was found dead on a sidewalk outside Mojave High School. It's not clear whether he was a student at the school. Voters in Louisiana are electing a new governor today to succeed term-limited Republican Bobby Jindal. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton says, if elected, she would be willing to break up big financial institutions if she needs to.
And I am more than willing to hold executives accountable when they make the decisions that cause the rest of the economy the troubles that we saw.
Clinton told Democrats in South Carolina she has the toughest proposals for dealing with Wall Street. In Columbia, South Carolina, Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says following the Paris attacks, the FBI should get more funding to track down possible terrorists.
I would be in favor of monitoring a mosque or any church or any organization or any school or any press corps where there was a lot of radicalization and things that were anti-American.
Carson says the FBI needs greater monitoring capabilities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.